The Morning Minute is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life. Joe Grandpa Simpson Biden was at it again last week, telling weird stories that made no sense, with a dash of racism thrown in for good measure. Listen to those stories from last week's Best of Dementia Joe.
But also a moment of pain for the lost lives and the lives of lost in this pandemic and the cruel twist of fate that occurred.
Well, General Garland, Governor, Mr. Mayor, Representative Jeffries, I just want to thank Mayor Adams and Commissioner Sewell and all the law enforcement here today for not having me for what you do every single day. That's why today the department is launching an intensified national ghost gun enforcement initiative.
Mr. Bryan is good to meet you. He's a trainer. He's a Queensbridge.
I tell you what, man. That man's got some guns.
That's right. Yeah. No more guns.
No. I mean, he's guns. He's guns. Poor choice of words.
There's a program that allows us to, on Medicare, that someone can come and install a handrail in the shower so mom doesn't fall.
And I was told that I said, you know, they've done a cutout of number 46, the vice of the presidency. I'm the 46th president.
Governors, it's truly to have a, it's a pleasure to have you all here. Relocating tens of thousands of Afghans, maintaining stability. And
too many patients and their families on diagnosed with cancer instead of hope. There's also bewilderment. America has missed more than 9 million cancer screenings in the last 2 years because of COVID. 9 million. When they found out I had the Department of Energy and Ernie Moniz, when they found out I had NASA and a lot of other agencies looked at me like, what's the matter with you? I said, guess what? NASA knows more about radiation than all of you.
I remember sitting on going to a little Catholic grade school in Claymont, Delaware, which was a steel town that was dying. And the bus would go, my mother would drive me to school parking lot. It was called Holy Rosary School from a little, it was called Brookview Apartments. It used to be Section 8 housing later. And I get out of the bus, I get out of the car, and this is where I-95 runs parallel to these days. And I say, Mom, why are all those kids? It was then called colored. Why are all those colored kids in that bus? Because in Scranton, there weren't any. There were very few blacks. So they're not allowed to go to school with us here in Delaware.
And a special thank you to the bipartisan chairs of this breakfast. The world is changing. There's a moment of great progress.
Can you imagine Joe reading a bedtime story to his grandkids? Goldilocks and Where the Hell Heck Am I? Hansel and What's Her Name? Little Red Dog-Faced Pony Soldier. Listen to The Howie Carr Show today at 3 or watch the show live at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.